The need for food pantries has only increased since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, even as people return to work and parts of the economy slowly reopen. WSHU's Sabrina Garone has more.
About one in every 10 Long Islanders suffer from food insecurity each year, and that was before the global health pandemic. Long Island Cares is a nonprofit food distributor with 26 locations across the island. They say more than 70,000 additional people have been served since the start of the pandemic, and that need won't go away anytime soon.
What people are reporting to us is that furloughs and taking a leave or being temporarily, terminated from your job so you can collect unemployment, that's still hitting Long Island pretty hard.
That was Paul Pachter, the organization's CEO. They've distributed 6.9 million pounds of food since January, a 46% increase compared to this time last year. Pachter says the record number of job losses, combined with Long Island's high cost of living, have caused so many more people to seek help recently.
There are pockets of affluence on Long Island that most people are aware of, you know, the extreme South Shore, the East End, the Hamptons communities, the Gold Coast on the North Shore. After that, most people on Long Island are struggling to pay their mortgage, to pay their rent, to pay their high property taxes.
Randy Dresner is the president of the food bank Island Harvest. She says it could take years for someone to economically recover after disaster strikes.
After 9/11, after Superstorm Sandy, after the recession and many other disasters, what we know about crises of this magnitude, it's going to take a number of years for people to get their feet back on the ground.
And it's a similar situation in Connecticut. Nancy Coughlin is the CEO of Person to Person, a social service agency helping people recover from economic hardship.
Our challenge is that we're looking at how we operate in sort of this new normal where we know that demand is going to be quite high for many years to come.
Person to Person operates three food pantries in Fairfield County, and they're now providing about 90% more food than they were just a year ago. Coughlin says she's preparing for that need to grow as the $600 a week in federal unemployment insurance benefits will expire at the end of the month.
At that point, there's going to be people who have been getting by okay who are going to start needing to turn to food pantries. So we think the need is going to continue to grow for quite some time.
Coughlin says the state has a very wide income inequality, which is especially true in Fairfield County and exacerbated since the pandemic. The county is also home to half the state's undocumented immigrant population who are unable to apply for assistance programs like SNAP. Food pantries across the region are now asking for help from volunteers as well as the government to meet the demands from the communities they serve.
I think we're going to have unprecedented poverty in America unless we take this opportunity to reimagine the way we structure our social safety net and we reinvest in taking care of people.
Coughlin says they've lost most of their volunteers, as many are retired and in the high-risk population. Sabrina Garone, WSHU News.